Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
When we talk about revival, we're talking about the move of the Holy Spirit among us to bring people to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, to help us as believers to know God better, to experience His presence, and to live out God's dynamic purpose for our lives. It's a time where chains are broken off of our lives. Situations are changed for us supernaturally by the power of God. How can we initiate a revival? Now, it's something that God wants. You know, everything that God is involved with really is coming from the supernatural realm. So when we begin to talk about revival, we need to understand revival is something supernatural. It's something that God gives us as we initiate it into the realm of the Spirit. And revival is birth in the chambers of prayer and fasting. Now, I want you to consider this, because your decision to pray or to skip prayer every day will affect your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, and even your destiny. As incredible as it may seem to you, God has chosen to limit His involvement in the affairs of this world based upon people's prayers. Who is praying? Who is asking for something? The Bible says that after the disciples were threatened by the Jewish leaders, that Peter began to pray. And I want you to listen to his prayer. In Acts chapter 4 and 29, he says, "Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may be able to speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And the Bible says, "And when they prayed, the place where they were in was shaken, and they were all filled again with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word of God with boldness." Prayer initiates revival. Passionate prayer is what we need. Consistent prayer, seeking God specifically for a supernatural move of God, is revival. That's what we're talking about today. You know, God told us that a revival is initiated this way. He said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from my wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers that they are making." I don't know how much time you take to pray, but prayer is one of the most important things you can possibly do. And God uses prayer to initiate supernatural revival within our hearts and our lives. I heard one person say that prayer was the window to the supernatural, because prayer is the vehicle used for us to enter into the supernatural. We're talking to God. We breach this natural realm every time we pray and we begin to talk to our Father in heaven. The founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, felt so strongly about prayer that he said, "God does nothing on earth except in response to a believer's prayer." You know, Jesus himself said that we were to pray daily for God's release of his will on planet earth. Listen to what he said in Matthew chapter 6 and 9. "In this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father in heaven, we reverence and honor your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Folks, God not only desires us to pray, he expects us to pray for ourselves and for others. And if we do not pray, we should not expect God to move on our behalf. You know what the Bible says? It says, you do not have because you do not ask. In other words, you don't have what you need because you're not praying. Jesus said that we have to ask, that we have to pray to receive our answers to the things that we need. In Matthew 7:7, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. See, God responds to our prayers. And our prayer and fasting provides spiritual power to fill heaven and to empty hell of its anticipated occupants. We're going to really be surprised when we get to heaven, because some of the people that we thought were going to be there are not going to be there. And some of the people that we said, hey, no way they're making to heaven, they're going to be walking right in front of us because of someone's prayers, because someone prevailed in prayer for their salvation. Now, folks, you need to understand something. We are in a spiritual war. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits. You need to understand every day of your life is a spiritual battle, where the devil is fighting against you for your salvation, for your health, for your blessing, your prosperity, for your children, for your marriage. He's fighting. He's always fighting. He's always fighting. And that's the reason why God says you have to pray. You've got to pray every day. You've got to come against his attacks through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. That's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And through prayer, and tell the devil, no, you can't touch my family. I cover my family. I cover myself. I cover my possessions. I cover my finances with the blood of Jesus. Devil, you cannot touch us in Jesus' name. You see, we are in a battle. It's an eternal battle for good and evil. You were placed here as a Christian to be a soldier. God calls us soldiers. And as soldiers, we've been placed here to defend God's right to the lives of these people here on planet Earth. God is the creator. God is the one who's given us all life. And when you became born again, he made you a soldier to defend his word and to defend the souls of those people who still need to know him and accept him as personal savior and Lord. Jesus said in Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcibly advancing and the forceful men lay hold on it. In other words, God's power in our community, in our nation, and in our world flows through the soldiers of God. It flows through you and me as we move forcibly through prayer, through fasting, through speaking God's word, by tearing down strongholds and speaking the word of God and inviting people to know Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. Through our prayers, through our fasting, through our seeking God, God releases angels, and those angels go to war. Now, throughout history, when sin was at its highest point, God sent revival as a result of fasting and prayer to change the circumstances. How many of you know by the condition our world is in today, it's time for a revival? Let me see your hand. Look at the person next to you and say, just looking at it, the times in which we live, it's time for a great revival. If you really believe that, give God a hand of praise. It's time for a great revival. What are we waiting for? We're waiting for how to do it. How we initiate it. This is the message from the Holy Spirit. You initiate it through prayer and fasting. You initiate it by understanding this is your responsibility on planet Earth. Jesus Christ is coming soon. And individuals without Christ are going to be eternally lost. What are we doing about it? Jesus said when the Holy Spirit came, he would give us power, dunamis, supernatural, miracle-working power so that we can be a witness to others. People are confused today because the Christian church looks like other religions. We're not doing too much. We talk a lot. We tell them what the Bible says, but we don't show them what the Bible can do. We don't show them what the power of God can do. It's time for a revival. It's time for the power of God to be released in your life and in my life so people can see there's a difference between Jesus Christ and other founders of religions. The Bible tells us that when he was here on earth, he did signs and wonders and miracles. Why? So people would know clearly, this is the Son of God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
There were many different religions when Jesus lived, but God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went around doing good, healing all those who were oppressed by the devil because the Holy Spirit was with him. The Bible says that he went from city to city. He preached and he taught and he healed the sick. The Bible says that whole cities would follow him because they would see the healing power of God and the miraculous power of God in work in his life. It's time that the world begin to see the power of God at work in your life. And I'm not just talking about your testimony. I'm talking about your acts. The Bible talks about the acts of the apostles. It's really talking about the acts of the Holy Spirit. We need to have a book of Acts right now. The acts of the church of Jesus Christ. Our acts, your acts, my acts, where the Holy Spirit moves through us, where it convicts the lives of people to realize Jesus Christ is Lord. They're talking about Jesus, and that person just got healed. They're talking about Jesus, that person, he was lame, he can walk. They're talking about Jesus. That person just died, but he came back to life. They're talking about Jesus. I know that person. The devil himself, his life has totally changed. How in the world Jesus Christ is able to do it? But folks, he's not coming back to planet Earth anymore. The Bible says you shall receive power. Look at the person next to you and say, you have the power to change society through the power of the Holy Spirit. What are you doing with the power? Throughout history, at the greatest times of sin, God always sent revival. The Bible tells us, Martin Luther, this is the 16th century, he was a Catholic monk. And when they were saying, you have to come to the priest, and when they were saying, you'll never be right with God. You have to continue to confess. The Holy Spirit taught him, and he began to teach about justification by faith. By faith we are saved, not by works. Bibles began being printed in the language of the people of that day. And then preaching began by using the Word of God. That was a revival. There was a man named John Calvin. He wrote the first systematic study based completely on the Bible. They became guidelines for much of the theology that we even have today, refuting
the humanistic philosophies of that time. There was John Wesley, George Whitefield, John Edwards. There was a time of revival in the 18th century, and these men, they preached about Christian life based upon the grace of God and a holy lifestyle. They established the first Sunday schools and orphanages with the support of the church. There was a preacher named Charles Finney, and then there was D.L. Moody, Charles Spurgeon, and other revivalists of the 19th century. Entire cities, when they preached, were born again. Finney's meetings were marked by people praying all night for the salvation of others. All night they prayed that someone would get saved, that a city would be saved. Within 1 year, people living in 1,500 towns and cities were brought to salvation. D.L. Moody was a businessman, and occasionally he visited different job sites around the country, different factories. And history says that as he began to speak to the people, they would just begin to drop to their knees in conviction just by his very words, and they would begin to receive Jesus Christ while he was still in his talk. 70% of all who have accepted Jesus Christ in history have done so in the 20th century. Think about that. Through the teachings of people like Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, William Branham, A.A. Allen, Bill Bright, Reinhard Bonnke. Have you ever heard of Reinhard Bonnke? Some of you have. During his altar calls in Africa, 1 to 3 million people would be born again at each altar call. I'm talking about revival. And there are many others. Soul winning has crossed all denominations, racial and social barriers today. The largest churches ever assembled in history are coming forth today. Full Gospel Church in Seoul, Korea has 800,000 members. Imagine that, 800,000 members. It's probably difficult to find a seat in that church. I'm saying all of these things, however, God has brought people into your life for you to witness to them. You know what they say? They say that the best chances for a person to accept Jesus Christ is through the people that they know. Someone they know, someone they trust. It's because of their life that they're willing to give their life to Jesus Christ. Folks, there are lost individuals experiencing a Christless life headed to a Christless eternity if we do nothing. If we just continue to come to this church and have a good time and seek for God to meet our needs, there will still remain people out there dying, lost on their way to an eternal hell. I'm talking to you about revival today, but it really starts with us. Revival has to start within your heart. You have to pray and ask God to change you, to break your heart with the condition of this world, to break your heart with the condition of the lives of individuals suffering today. There's so many people suffering today, and they don't have any hope because they don't have Christ. They don't even have God. I heard somebody say the other day, they said, I don't know what people do without Jesus Christ. How in the world can you go through the things that we go through in this world today without having God and Christ, someone you can pray to, someone who can deliver you, and someone who can help you? There's no promise of tomorrow. And that's the thing we need to understand. The person that we keep talking to, the people in our sphere of influence, the people that we know, even our loved ones and relatives and friends, there's no promise of tomorrow. If they don't know Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, they can be eternally lost on our watch. I want to read a portion from a book called Revival, Fire, and Glory because it's so real, and it makes the point of what I've been saying. One day, a woman named Louise fell asleep in her bed and dreamed a very fitful dream. She dreamed that someone in hell wrote her a letter, and it was delivered by a messenger. And when the messenger gave her the letter, it was from a friend of hers from hell. And Louise, in her dream, with trembling hands, took the letter and began to read. And this is what it said. "My friend, I stand in judgment now and feel that you're to blame somehow. On earth, I walked with you day by day, and never did you point the way. You knew the Lord in truth and glory, but you never did share with me the story. My knowledge then was very dim. You could have led me safe to him. Though we lived together on the earth, you never told me about the second birth. And now I stand in this place condemned because you failed to mention him. You taught me many things, that's true. I called you friend, and I trusted you. But I learn now that it's too late. You could have kept me from this fate. We walked by day and talked by night, and yet you did not show me the light. You let me live and love and die. You knew I would never live on high. Yes, I called you friend in life and trusted you through joy and strife, and yet on coming to the end, I can no longer call you my friend." And this letter was signed Marcia. And after reading the letter, Louise woke up, and the dream was still real in her mind, and sweat drops from her body with those things she swore that she could smell, the brimstone in the room. And as she contemplating the meaning of the dream, she realized as a Christian that she had failed to preach the gospel. And as she thought about it, she promised herself that she would call Marcia in the morning and invite her to go with her to church. Well, in the morning, she called Marcia, and this was the conversation. She's speaking to her husband, Bill. "Bill, is Marcia there? Louise, don't you know?" "No, Bill." "No what?" "Marcia was killed last night in a car accident. I thought you knew." See, folks, we have to share the gospel and pray for the salvation of our loved ones, our families, our co-workers, our neighbors. We've got to share that because we really don't know when the last time will be when we speak to them. This is not a shouting message. It's really a message of repentance, a message of a new beginning for us, one where we're going to seek God for revival, one where it can change the world. That change has to start within us. We have to desire that souls are won to Jesus Christ, that they don't go to hell. Maybe it's not real to us enough. Maybe it's only as we pray and we fast and we begin talking about it and we spend more time in the presence of God that we begin to really understand the reality of eternity, the reality of our purpose. Our prophetic purpose here is ultimately to lead people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, to share with them. It's always their choice.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Holy Spirit Revival. Are you all in? This is part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and the most important decision that you will make in life is where you will spend eternity. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to lead you in this prayer. So pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and change my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, died for me on the cross of Calvary and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now and confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ has come into your life. Continue to pray every day. Continue to read God's Word. Find a church. Ask God to lead and guide you by His Holy Spirit. God bless you today, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.